United Healthcare CEO murder suspect Luigi Mangione tells CBS News he is expected to waive extradition at his hearing in Pennsylvania tomorrow morning. During the busiest time of the holiday season, a union says thousands of Amazon employees are planning to walk off the job at multiple warehouses in the U.S. tomorrow. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The International Brotherhood of Teamsters said unionized workers will begin their strike at 6 a.m. Eastern Time at facilities in New York City, Skokie, Illinois, Atlanta, San Francisco, and Southern California. The union says workers at other Amazon facilities are prepared to join them. They're demanding contracts guaranteeing better wages and work conditions.
Amazon spokesperson Kelly Nantel tells CBS News the Teamsters have continued to intentionally mislead the public, claiming that they represent thousands of Amazon employees and drivers, and she says they don't, and they're pushing a false narrative. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise confirms the House spending bill to keep the government funded until March 14th is dead. CBS's Nicole Killian reports President-elect Donald Trump urged House Republicans to reject the bipartisan legislation.
Many lawmakers complained about the process, particularly those on the far right who believe that Speaker Johnson simply conceded too much to Democrats by including all of these extra line items. They thought that this would be a clean bill to extend government funding, add some disaster aid, but now it's got all these other provisions tucked away in it.
Federal funding is set to run out by Friday. The Federal Reserve cut a key interest rate by another quarter of a percentage point and has signals that it will ease up on the rate cuts in 2025.
Maybe one of the key issues as people move forward, they need to feel like they can pay their bills, and that credit card balance is a big bill for many.
That's CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. 5 years after it was first spotted in Washington state, the world's largest hornet, aka the murder hornet, has been declared eradicated in the U.S. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours. And Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Lowe's knows how to help you save time and money, no matter the job. That's why we can deliver supplies to your job site as soon as same day, so you have more time to get the job done. Because when you need it fast, we've got you covered. Lowe's knows pros. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day delivery for details.
A bitter divorce case in the Deep South has ended in death.
49-year-old Tanya Saucier is accused of fatally shooting her 62-year-old estranged husband, James, at high noon outside the Pearl River County Courthouse in Poplarville, Mississippi. They had just appeared before a judge in divorce proceedings.
I wish they could have worked out their problems in a peaceful way. I wish they had had God in the center of their hearts so that every decision they made was based on what would Jesus do.
Wordy Carroll is the slain man's brother-in-law. James Saucier was charged after he allegedly shot Tanya Saucier earlier this year. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The last meteor shower of the year peaks a few days before Christmas. The Ursids can yield surprises, but most years the shower produces about 5 to 10 visible meteors per hour under ideal viewing conditions. They peak on Sunday, and viewing lasts until December 26th. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, lower 20s in the overnight, a light and variable wind. For Thursday, snow developing, highs in the middle 30s, a light dusting by the end of the afternoon. But Thursday night, snow will continue 1 to 2 inches by morning. Currently 26 degrees.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand.
And so we're running just as fast as we can.
Pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, I say go, go, go. Oh no,
see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet Paris. Hello, empty. rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. But how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Myself some way,
no time left for you.
Distant.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by a magician.
WRJN.
Listening to our timeless hits on 1400 AM WRJN. Welcome back. If you've just discovered that WRJN is on FM 2, well, welcome for the first time. So whether it's AM or FM, we've got local news and timeless hits here on WRJN, AM or FM.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
morning stars shine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning stars shine.
Who be before, got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you.
'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you, baby. You see, you're even in my dreams. I can hear, baby, I can hear you calling me. I'm so in love with you. All I ever want to do is thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Police in California have detained a 20-year-old man who had been texting this week's school shooter in Madison, Wisconsin, about a coordinated attack on a government building. KFMB TV reporter David Gottfredson is outside the man's home in Carlsbad.
The gun violence restraining order served in Carlsbad is a civil action, not a criminal action, but it does allow officers to seize weapons. Some